As I think about that story, I think about the child and the names that he was called. One of those names is Everlasting Father. And it made me think this week, what are some of the names that we call our earthly fathers? What do you call your father? Dad, okay? Any? Daddy? Father? Papa? Pop? And some people even call him the old man. I don't like that one. When I was growing up, I called my father Dad. He called his father Pop. My daughters call me Dad, and if they're playful, they call me Pops. And they've taught my grandson to call me Pop. That's just how it is. But you know, as we think about who a father is or the role that a father plays in our lives, it evokes, it gives us so many different kinds of emotion. It could give us joy, a sense of closeness, a sense of well-being. But for some people, the name father can bring with it emotions of fear, of anger, of distance, and even dislike. In this name-calling series we're in, we're looking at the name of Jesus as Everlasting Father. Does that mess with your head a little bit? We're used to calling God Father and Jesus the Son of God. And yet the passage that we're looking at refers to him as the Everlasting Father. That's been messing with my head all week. Actually, for a few weeks. In fact, I even thought earlier this week that maybe I should have assigned this one to Brandy. I'd invite you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Listen to God's word. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we ask that you would guide us this morning as we think about this child to be born with the title of Everlasting Father. Amen. Well, let me tell you, it's easier for me to think about Jesus as the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. But when it comes to thinking about the Messiah, Jesus, as Everlasting Father, it has just continued to mess with my head. And I hope it messes with yours, because that's not quite how we understand this. We can't just skip over the fact that the Messiah is going to be called Everlasting Father. The word father is used almost 1,200 times in the Old Testament, and most of those times it refers to a literal father. But it also can designate someone who occupies or sits in a position of power or has recognition as a father. The term father is used for one in authority. And the Lord God Yahweh has become a father to Israel, his son. We read this in Exodus. And as the father, he forms, protects, cares for, provides for, disciplines, and generates the family. The word for everlasting really is a hard word to translate from the Hebrew, but it points to the unforeseeable future, and it refers to God as the one who is everlasting or eternal. And so how is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Everlasting Father? Well, we have to learn from the Old Testament. We learn that in the Old Testament, the child to be born would be a king, and the role of kings is clear in the Old Testament. A king was supposed to represent the heavenly king, was to be a father to the people, and the king was to establish a just and righteous rule on the earth. Kings in the Bible were often seen as shepherds. And the shepherd was supposed to feed the sheep, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, bind up the injured, bring back those that stray, and seek the lost. Those are fatherly roles. That is what a shepherd is supposed to do. And because the leaders, the kings, the religious leaders of Israel were not fulfilling their role as shepherd, the Lord himself became their shepherd. So how do we equate the name of Jesus with our everlasting Father? We've got to look back into the Psalms. In Psalm 68, God is referred to as the Father of the fatherless. In Psalm 103, God is the one who has compassion on the children. And it's very interesting that Jesus, in the Gospel of John, takes up the fatherly role, saying, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. That's what a father does. He refers to his disciples as little children. He tells his disciples something that a father would tell their children. Love one another. Or what we would say, can you guys just get along for once? Do we have to drive in the car and hear you fighting all the time? Can you just get along? It's interesting, as I think about that, I think about two of Jesus' disciples, James and John, who wanted the seats of power. Imagine what the other disciples thought about that. Will you just get along? Jesus in John 10 is referred to the Good Shepherd. And here we have this image again of caring for, protecting, guiding. And so the question I want to ask you today is this. In what ways do you need to rethink who Jesus is in your life this Advent season? Jesus is much more than our earthly fathers ever have been, are, or could be. Like a father, he does not withhold anything from us that is good. Like a father, he does not abandon us. Like a father, he cares for us, provides for us, protects us, and disciplines us. And because he is everlasting, there is no gap in that coverage. How do you need to see Jesus in the role as everlasting Father to exercise his care for you in the situations in which you find yourselves? How do you need to see Jesus in the role as everlasting Father to provide for you and the needs that you have emotionally, spiritually, relationally, physically? How do you need to see Jesus in the role as everlasting Father to protect you and your family? My friends, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the everlasting Father. The child of whom Isaiah speaks is no mere earthly king and no mere earthly father. He is not merely dad, papa, pop, father, the old man, or the big guy upstairs. He is much, much more. He is the one who exercises governance with wonder that boggles our minds. He is the one who acts with authority that belongs solely to God and messes with our understanding. This child is the everlasting Father who calls us into relationship, who desires to care for us, to provide for us, to protect us, and to discipline us. And he does it in ways that we could never, ever imagine. Who is this child? This Jesus born in a manger? What shall we call him? We shall call him Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, and Everlasting Father, because he is the one who truly cares for us, provides for us, protects us, and loves us so much that he will discipline us for our sakes and for his greater glory. May it be so. Amen.